Krishna says that people, avajananti, people who do not know me, they are mudhas. And they say that I have accepted a human, that I've taken a human form. Param bhavamajananto mamavyayamanutamam. They don't understand my supreme position. So Krishna himself denounces that in Bhagavad Gita. So if we say that mayavadis are mudhas, we're simply repeating what Krishna says.
Yes, I don't say that you are wrong saying it. I only say that I can't because my opinion is other.
Why do you have a different opinion? Because why do you think your opinion is better than Krishna's?
I don't think that my opinion
is
better.
That's what you're
Krishna.
Saying. You're saying that you don't accept. You accept that what I say is what Krishna says, but you have a different opinion.
But
I want to say one thing.
There are several traditions, yes?
There are many traditions, but what is the truth? We're not interested in sociology.
Yes,
we're interested in truth.
But every tradition has its path, yes? And
but what is the truth? What is the ultimate reality?
And, yes, but I only think that it's... do you think that... Vaishnavism is the only path.
What is the ultimate truth? That should be ascertained.
Can't it
any
be called
path
that
which helps us to go toward the truth is good?
Yes.
But then that which actually takes us there, that is best.
Yes. Yes.
And one which, in the name of taking us toward the truth, misguides us, that's rascalism. These are not difficult things to understand.
Yes.
You're supposed to be a philosopher, not a sentimentalist. So what is the truth? You should know. You've come.
For me, truth is Krishna, but for
no,
others...
That's nonsense. What you're saying is nonsense. For me, the truth is one thing, and for others, it's something different.
How can it be something different?
How 1 plus 1 equals 2 is a universal principle. It's not a matter of opinion. Now, people may say, Allah, that's an incomplete understanding of Krishna. So we don't decry that. Although it is incomplete. It's not that the truth is one thing for one person and something else for someone else. How can that be? The absolute truth is independent of... We are tiny little beings and the absolute truth is independent of our opinion. The truth is not dependent on our opinion.
We are dependent on the truth. Yes.
So our position should be to understand the truth and align ourselves with that. People are not aligned with the truth. Therefore, they're suffering birth, death, old age, and disease. They're suffering in this material world in ignorance. Mostly what goes on in the name of religion is... people want sense gratification. They want the blessings of God for their... enjoying life, either in this world or in future. But practically only Vaishnavism teaches exactly who is God in detail, what is our position in relation to Him, and we are meant for His service. Otherwise, most so-called religions, they deliberately keep it very vague. Or they have a complete misunderstanding, just like the Christians totally misunderstand Jesus to be God. It's a very severe misunderstanding. And then they made up this theology that God died for 3 days,
which is a very strange theology,
which the Muslims blame them for, which rightly. But they don't really have much knowledge of God, and the only idea they have is that God should bless us so that we can enjoy this world and in future also. They're actually very ignorant. I read something a few years ago. There was the Archbishop of Canterbury, which means the head of all the Church of England and related churches all over the world. That means the Church of Australia, the Episcopalian, I think they're called in America, in other words, he's the second biggest religious Christian, he's the second biggest Christian leader after the Pope, the head of the major Protestant denominations. So he was asked, well, what will you do? What do you want to do after you go to heaven? Some reporter asked him, presuming, they just presumed he's going to heaven. And he said, I'll spend the rest, he said, he's supposed to be a spiritual leader, that I'll spend the first 100 years glorifying God and the rest of eternity enjoying myself. And the man is ignorant. Should we not point it out?
I agree, absolutely.
There is a difference.
If the answer is such, if he wasn't joking, so yes.
I know he was joking. They don't have any knowledge.
Yes, so. I don't speak about...
So we should point this out, because people are misled by people who appear to be good and nice and religious,
mm-hmm.
but they actually don't know anything, and they're misleading people. In almost all the so-called religions, they're promoting ghastly activities, meat-eating. Now the churches previously, they were against contraception and abortion and divorce, and now they allow everything, most of them.
Yes, they're afraid.
They're afraid they'll lose all their followers. Yes, but yes. What's the use of it? What's the use of having hundreds and thousands of followers and none of them are serious? They don't want to follow any principles. So we don't expect many people to follow this, because there are principles and people just want to live a decadent, degraded life. So we don't expect that there are that many people who are interested in actually understanding the truth. But we speak, our duty is to speak the truth as we have heard it in the cyclic succession. Bhagavad Gita as it is. People may accept or not accept. They avoid it by saying it's just your position and there are so many positions. But no, there is a truth. There is an ultimate reality. It's not that everything's relative. The whole universe, we were just discussing that, the whole universe speaks of a concordant reality, not a disjointed reality. It's harmony. So the ultimate, what is that ultimate harmonizing principle? The Mayavadis misunderstand that to be impersonal. They made a big mistake. They recognize there is an ultimate harmonizing principle. That's good. They're above the level of the gross sense enjoyers. But then they make such a big mistake in understanding the nature of that ultimate harmonizing principle that they come to the position of a miss is as good as a mile. You know that saying? If you're aiming at a target and you miss, there's the round board, right? So if you miss it by 1 millimeter, you miss it. If you miss it by 1 mile, it's counted as the same. It's a miss. So they made some serious mistakes. On the other hand, we may respect various Mayavadis for their, in some ways, if they're serious. The point, if they're, at least some of them follow principles, and
yes.
They study the Vedas, and they support Vedic principles such as cow protection. So we may respect them, although a lot of them are just outright cheaters, actually. A lot of the modern ones, they're just
maybe.
Self-promoting.
Maybe, but...
A lot of them, they're just self-promoting, actually, like this Ravi Shankar and Asharam. They're just promoting themselves and cheating people and taking lots of money. So, a lot of the modern people, they're really not good at all. Anyway, we should understand. The point is, we should be focused on what is the ultimate reality, ultimate truth. That is the point.
I have no doubts that if I, as you said, if I remember Krishna on my life, in my life and in that time of death, that I will reach perfection. I don't have doubts about it.
Yeah, but then you have to follow the proper sadhana. You're reading many things.
Yes.
please read Srila Prabhupada's books, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, as a daily sadhana. I personally, that's always been my experience. I read so many Mayavadi books. There's one book, who's that? Hermann Hesse.
Rather materialistic.
I can't remember the name of the book. Anyway, I reached the end of it. I was so disgusted. Threw it away. It was so inconclusive.
This is such sentiments, as you said, sentiments and many sentiments.
But Prabhupada, he Tattva Darshan, he's seen the truth, and he presents it clearly. So, please study Prabhupada's books. That will help you from all this vagueness and different opinions and relativities caught in the bog of relativity. You know what a bog is? It means thick mud. You get stuck and you can just move around in the bog with great difficulty, but you can't get out of it. Gyanatiniranthasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshuri militam yena tasmai shri gurave. You know the translation of this? Yeah, what is it? Can you say?
Can you repeat?
Gyanatiniranthasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshuri militam yena tasmai shri gurave. You chant this regularly.
Yes, last verse tasmai shri gurave namaha. Therefore, you my guru, I bow down to you, and you dissipated the knowledge.
Ignorance.
Unknowledge, I wanted.
I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the shalaka, by the instrument of knowledge, torchlight of knowledge. So I offer my respect for the Buddha. So we should be very clear. Krishna is ultimate reality, and we need to surrender to him. There's a process to do so. It's not that everyone and everything is all going to the same path. It's commonly said like that, and it creates a kind of wishy-washy harmony among wishy-washy people.
Yes.
The actual fact
but,
is,
if you tell so that I can see that I don't want to go to Goloka Vrindavan and have such a relationship with Krishna. I don't want. I want to. This
want to
other thing.
You don't want to serve Krishna.
I want to serve Krishna, but I want to serve Krishna as an instrument. I pray to him that he let me do what I can do best. I pray.
Well, the thing is that the process is the same for everyone. It's not that you have your own. Within the process, there may be various things that you can do, but the basic process you have to follow, just like we heard in the class today. Shrotavya, Kirtitavyascha, Smartavyascha, Chetavayam. That one has to hear and chant about Krishna and remember him.
Yes.
So there's a process for doing. You have to follow that process.
Yes.
Krishna gives the rules. We can't just serve Krishna any way we like. So we have to follow the process. Alright, there are other people waiting.
Yes, I understand. Mataji from Latvia.
Yeah.
So, Guru Maharaj,